found through Express Employment Professionals in Bartlesville at expresspros.com. Full listing available on our website as well.
And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning here in Southeast Kansas. And joining us on the phone this morning, as he does the second Thursday of each month, we have the Chief of Police of Independence, Jerry Harrison. And, sir, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Kyle. How are you?
I am doing pretty good. Again, thank you for spending some time with us here this morning. And we're going to be talking about crime prevention tips for Christmas because, unfortunately, fortunately, this is a great time of year. But unfortunately, this is also a time of year when crime seems to get maybe a little bit higher because there's lots of valuables being purchased around the area. So let's go ahead and get started. So one of the best things that you can do, though, for crime prevention is keep your car safe from break-ins and thefts.
Yeah, Kyle, you know, encourage people to, you know, we really need your help. We have two officers on duty typically right now. Pretty soon we'll have three on duty. But, you know, we have probably, on average, if we follow the national trends, we probably have 7,000 or 8,000 cars in our community. And so you just can't expect two or three officers to keep an eye on that many vehicles. So we tell everybody, parking well in areas. Don't leave valuables in the car. I don't know why people got to leave their valuables in the car, but just don't do it. If you're out shopping, you know, and you don't have a choice, put those things out of sight, out of mind, hide them. These are crimes of opportunity. If a thief doesn't see any profit, they're probably not going to take the risk of breaking into the vehicle. It's getting cold. Don't leave your keys in the car while it's running. We'll have close to 30 stolen vehicles every year. In my career, I can remember two vehicles that were stolen without the keys. It's just extremely rare. We can almost entirely eliminate that, nearly 100% elimination, if we can get people to quit leaving their keys in their car and running that thing up unattended. Use the steering wheel lock and use your car alarms. And just keep your doors locked and your windows up. To keep people from entering your vehicle.
Yeah, basically make your car very less attractive to thieves because, again, like you said, their opportunity, usually a thief, they're going to kind of peer into the window to see if there's anything there and then try to see if it's easy to get in. If not, for the most part, they'll usually go on to the next car and try to find the next easy pickup, will they not?
They will. And, you know, anytime that you're looking at crime prevention, you've got to increase the risk of getting caught, and that means increasing visibility. So that's why we say park in well-lit, well-traveled areas. So increase that visibility. And then you've got to decrease the motive. So hide those valuables or don't leave them in the car. And then you got to harden the target, car alarms, locked doors, windows up, that kind of thing. But these things combined together can really make a difference in our community. And, again, don't leave those keys in your car.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've had one stolen yet while it was warming up this year, but we have cars stolen year-round, and almost without fail, those keys are in that car.
Yeah, especially if it's running, that just makes it an easy target for somebody that's looking to get an easy getaway. Talk to your kids about safety when out shopping because that's definitely also another big thing where there's lots of people gathered in an area that sometimes some people want to take kids. And so talk to your kids about safety out there during the season.
Yeah, well, you know, Kyle, first things first, all your listeners, shop local when you can. You know, do your best to shop local. But, yeah, especially when you're in the bigger towns and you're at the malls, the bigger stores, and things like that. Keep an eye on your kids. Train your kids to, you know, go talk to store personnel or talk to security personnel. Don't leave them in the car alone. Again, you know, we see this also when they run into the gas station and they want to get a soda or what have you real quick, and they run in real quick and run back out, and boom, there's a problem. Tragic problem. You know, make sure your kids know your cell phone number and how to get a hold of you. You'll put it in their pocket. Write it on their forearm with a permanent marker if you're really going out to a bigger area. Make sure they know, you know, where to go in the store, you know, that customer service desk if they need to page you overhead. If you're dropping your kids off, you get some older kids and you drop them off wherever you drop them off at. Make sure that you have a good meeting place where you can pick them up inside, where they're constantly under the watch of a lot of people. You know, you just, the more eyes you have looking at things, the more guarded that area is.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, that's a good way to keep those kids safe during this time of year. Also, another thing maybe people forget about is you need to be a safe driver on the road for this holiday season, because unfortunately, with more people out driving about, there's a higher probability of accidents. But you can help cut down on that just by being a safe driver.
Yeah, drive defensively. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Phone down, eyes up. Don't mess with the radio. Don't mess with the car controls while you're driving down the roadway. Don't be pulling out that map app while you're driving down the roadway. Even your hands-free stuff is not, you know, when you may be talking into that phone, but the research shows that is still almost as dangerous as operating the phone while you're driving. And, you know, that phone makes you as dangerous as a drunk driver on the roadway, at least. So, you know, just put that phone down, drive while you're driving. Pay attention to your traffic signals. Reduce speed, especially on crowded roadways, you know, like in our downtown. We have a wonderful downtown. Hope to see everybody down there shopping. Our leading cause of crashes here in Independence is people backing out of those parking spaces in the downtown area. So, you know, take it easy going through those areas. They are a 20-mile-an-hour zone. It doesn't mean you have to drive 20. You can drive 15. You can drive 10. It's okay. Everybody will be okay. You won't make anybody late. It won't slow you down that many seconds on your travel. But, yeah, reduce that speed. Give yourself some time, especially when the roads are slick. If you're going out of town, know where you're going. And you'll have that mapping app on before you get in the car. If you've got to answer that phone, best practice is to get off the road, answer that phone. Don't be distracted.
Yeah, that's what I've done quite a bit. Even with the hands-free thing, if somebody's calling me, I will usually pull off the road and then answer it that way. That way I have my full attention on talking to them, but I'm off of the road as of right now. That way that after I'm done talking with them, I can have full eyes on the road and full attention. Because like I said, even with the hands-free thing, if you're talking with somebody, your mind may not be completely on the road because you're listening to what they're saying and you're also talking to them at the same time. So your mind may not be fully on the road at that point.
Yeah, that's a great observation, Kyle. You know, the one thing that we find in the research is that when you're sitting there in a conversation on the phone, your odds of being in a crash increase dramatically, even on a hands-free set. But when you are in a vehicle talking with another driver, another person that knows how to drive a car, we don't see that increase. We don't see that same level of distraction in the theory is that you've got two sets of eyes looking out there, you know. So keep that in mind when you're driving and having that conversation on that phone. It's definitely not the best way to keep you and your family safe and the rest of us out on the roadway safe.
Absolutely. And the next thing is, of course, with it being the holiday season, sometimes big purchases get made and, you know, there's lots of valuables in the house at that point. What we need to do is keep our home safe from break-ins.
Yeah, you know, the same, again, you know, when you think about crime prevention, think about increasing the ability for people to see something, you know, and that increases the guardianship, that, you know, makes it more risky for someone to break in, and then harden the target, and again, out of sight, out of mind. So, you know, the ladders, people, you know, we leave ladders out all the time, especially this time of year, people are putting their lights up and whatnot. You know, just leaving that opportunity to use that ladder to get over a fence or get into a window off, you know, elevated off the ground or something. So, you know, harden the target, go put your ladders up, lock them up, do something to keep people from picking them up and putting them against your house and victimizing you. Don't put your, everybody likes to put their Christmas tree in the window and it looks beautiful around town and I love it. But, you know, just don't put the gifts in view there. And then when you get that, I know everybody's going to probably get a 70 to 170 inch TV this Christmas. You know, if you can find one the size of a billboard, I say do it. But, you know, you're going to have a 20-foot box for that 20 that 19-foot TV you just got. So don't put that 20-foot box out in the street advertising to everybody that you just got a 19-foot TV. So take that humongous TV box, break it down, put it in trash bags, or you can take it directly to recycling here in Indy. Independent citizens can bring those boxes to the city sanitation yard at 21st and Maple and Independence. That's it's open Tuesdays from 11 to 1 and then Saturdays from 8 to noon. So, you know, hey, there's no reason. There's just no reason to leave that box out there. And my officers are working hard, and they need a minute. So quit setting yourself up for victimization so that we can protect you better.
Absolutely. So I would love to have the biggest TV I could absolutely get. So I think everybody would at that nowadays. Also, if you are going out of town maybe for the holidays, secure your home before you go away.
Yeah, there's some things you can do in the house. You can put your lights on a timer. Some people even can go to extremes of putting radios and TVs on timers around your home. But the long and the short of it is just make it look like somebody's there. If you got a friend or a neighbor that you can have come check on the house daily, that's good. Make sure they pick up your mail, or you can go to the USPS website, and they have a way for you to let them know you're going to be gone so they can hold your mail until you get back. And if you don't want to mess around online with it, I'm sure you can go into the post office here in town and tell them, hey, I want my mail held till I get back from my Christmas cruise. If you're leaving your vehicle outside your house, if you want to leave the keys behind, your friends can that get into the house, they can move that car for you every day or so and make it, just another way to make it look like the home is lived in. Then, of course, anything you got sitting outside is an opportunity to get victimized, so your grills, your ladders, your tools, pick that stuff up and put it away. And if you have outside lights, put those on timers too. And keep your blinds in normal positions. And nobody keeps a phone in their house anymore, but I was over at a friend of mine's house the other night and was giving him a hard time because he's still got his phone there. So don't turn that ringer off. Make sure that ringer is going off every now and again. Probably wouldn't hurt you to call it yourself if not, to make it sound like somebody's there.
All right. So, again, that's some more good stuff there. And if you're, obviously, if you're going, there's lots of Christmas parties this year as well. And, of course, there could be drinking, obviously, which there's nothing wrong with that. However, we want everybody to get home from the party safely.
Yes. I want everybody to have a good time and enjoy life, enjoy the holidays, enjoy your friends, family, and the people you work with when you go to your work parties. But just make a plan. So many things in life, if we sit down and make a plan ahead of time, they almost always are going to turn out better. So, this is kind of more for the younger folks that maybe even at the college scene, but parents, tell your kids, don't, as they grow older and can legally drink, don't leave your drink unattended when at parties or other social events, because that's just an opportunity for someone to dose that with a drug that you don't want to get dosed with. Definitely don't drink and drive. And, set the tone. Make your friends and family understand that that's just not acceptable behavior. And I think you'll find that you may have someone that's on the edge of making bad decisions. And if they feel the pressure of those around them, they probably won't do it. But you got to have that plan. So get that transportation arranged ahead of time. Just maybe if you're in a bigger town or you're traveling on vacation and you're out having a few drinks, just have a group with you as you're going to and from when you're out walking, and let people know where you're going so that they know when you should be home and they realize that you're not home and maybe they need to start doing something to get you found, get you taken care of, and keep you safe.
And like you said, there's safety in numbers. So if you're going out with a group of people, they're less likely to get for something to happen, because again, there's usually safety in numbers of people. So like it says, if you're heading out to the parking lot, go out there with them, with a group of people, just to make sure everybody's safe while you head outside, especially if you're in an area you may not be 100% familiar with as well. So Well, sir, that is a lot of great tips for us here for this Christmas holiday. If anybody, though, has any questions that they would like to ask of you, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, if anybody needs anything from us, they see a suspicious person and want something checked out, they can call the police department, dispatch at 620-332-1700 if you're a citizen of Independence. If you need to contact me, my email is Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y-H, Jerry H at IndependenceKS.gov. So you can send me tips or questions or concerns or complaints or anything that, you know, an officer does a really good job for you. Let me know about it. I'd like to lift their spirits and let them know that the community supports them every chance.
Absolutely. Well, sir, again, thank you so much today for joining us. We really appreciate it. And again, I don't know if I'll see you before Christmas, but if not, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
You too, Kyle. Thanks for having me, and let's get everybody shopping local.